Hey friends, welcome to the Choose Happy podcast. I'm your host, Nazi Javid. It's May 6, 2023, and I'm here with my one and only very special guest. His name is Edward Wilson. Hey, Wills.
Hi, Annie.
Are you excited to be here?
Always excited to be here with you.
Oh my God, we're thrilled. So listen, y'all, we are just chilling at home. Today has been a crazy work day. Lots going on in the news. Excuse me. Something is in my throat. But my husband made me a really nice tea. And my dog is sitting on my lap cozy in a blanket. And life is good. As we sip on our tea. So wanted to come on and talk about how amazing it is to have a house husband. I don't know if y'all know this, but it is so nice having a house husband. So, honey, what does a house husband do?
Well, everything.
Ow, I just, I just went to get a drink of tea and almost tripped my tooth. Okay, go on.
Everything. I don't know. I shouldn't say everything, but I mean,
he literally
I have
does
more
everything.
Time. My schedule's a little bit more flexible these days now that I'm retired, so it's been a little easier for me to take on all the roles that I haven't before.
Like what? Tell me what a typical day looks like for you. What does a day look like for you?
I'm up early because I go to bed early with you.
Yeah.
I watch the show. So I watch your show every morning. I usually catch the full 2 hours, but at worst case, I'm catch the second hour at 6 if I'm
isn't that
super
so
sleepy.
Nice my husband wakes up early and watches the news every morning even though he doesn't have to and he's retired and should be sleeping in but
and then Barb comes out at about 6:15 catches the last 45 minutes of the show after she's been sleeping and
it used to be easier I had it in the bedroom and now we only have it out here so you
that's
literally
true.
Wake up and come to the living room to watch me on the news
I do
why don't you just watch on your phone
I do but I don't like the I don't like
it's
it.
Too small you like to see me at
I like
to,
yeah.
the full screen.
Easier this way. Easier yeah. on the television.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, he cooks, he cleans, he, like, does all the yard work, he does errands, he grocery shops. But, like, for people who have gone through a transition like this or who may be going through a transition like this soon, like, what can you share about it that's been challenging for you? So you just, for some reference, for some context, husband retired on December 28th, 2022. So he has been retired now for almost half a year.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Hasn't been that. But what has it been like for you? What, like 5 months of
5 months?
New
you know,
life?
The first, like when you first are done, I think that, you know, it's kind of a, I don't want to say a shock. I mean, it was welcome. Like I was glad. Like I was happy, or had some mixed feelings. I felt like it was the right time, and it was the right thing for me personally, and for us as a family, and that it was the right time for us. But you know, the challenges being is that whole kind of decompression part of it for the you know the first couple of months after it.
Decompression because if you don't know, he retired from law enforcement.
So just that part of it, you know, and I know I talked to you about him when it happened, but I you know, like I was, you have a little bit of trouble sleeping, have some, you know, weird dreams, some bad dreams. And it's funny that it happens because I like after you're kind of away from it. I mean, because you
probably
because
all
like,
the
I feel like
you
your brain's maybe trying to rid itself of all the bad stuff, you know, all the visually bad stuff, you know, so I'm not sure what caused it or, but my brain, I think, was trying to process the exit and then, you know, kind of like relive some of the stuff. And, you know,
it's probably because you pushed it down to get the job done that now that you're finally able to breathe a sigh of like, okay, it's done. Now it's all bubbling up to the surface. Like this is how I look at it. Like I have seen some awful things just being a journalist, being a mm-hmm. reporter in the field and like it crashes and stuff like that. But like, for example, we had a story recently. I don't want to say it out loud because I worked so hard to get this out of my brain, but it was a really gruesome, disgusting story of somebody that did something to an animal and it just crushed my soul. I don't want to say it out loud. But You remember how much that bothered me.
I did.
Like I couldn't sleep. It was, I had a nightmare about it. It was just like, it's like I would stop. I would try to put my attention on something else and then it would pop back up, or an animal story would come up and then that would just pop back in my brain. And that was just from a story that I reported on the news, not something that I was there for. So I can't even imagine for first responders, like the things that you guys see, how you have to first compartmentalize it so you can get the job done and protect the public. But then, like, what do you do with that when you get home? And how do you recover from, like, lots of those moments?
It's hard. I mean, I was very fortunate that most of the things that I carry with me still are things that I experienced. But none of them involved ever me having to take somebody's life. So I feel very fortunate in that aspect. And not everybody's so lucky. And so the fact that I got to leave a 25 years of law enforcement and never having to experience that, I feel very blessed. But you see plenty of other things and deal with plenty of other things that you still equally can impact you. And I think that's the stuff that you carry with you. And, you know, that's probably the stuff that is harder to deal with. Like, it's a little bit like now, you know, I have a lot more downtime. So even, you know, there's still times, you know, I drive 3 hours when I go to the coast, you know, so I still have an opportunity to think about things and, you know, and it's just, you know, it gets easier as time goes on. You know, I luckily have some very good friends that I still work with, that I still see at the office.
Well, and mention that, because I think people, if you think you retired, they're thinking you're not working.
Yeah, no, I work part-time. I still go back and do some part-time work for my, my department. And, luckily, I mean, it's, you know, I serve at the will of the chief of police, so he didn't have to have me back, but he asked me to come back. And so I feel very lucky to get to do that, but I still work with some very good people, and some of my, you know, closest friends there, still are people that are part of the peer support group at our department, which has really got taken on quite a life. You know, it's certainly different than it was when I first started in this line of work. And
what is that like? So people that are there to talk to?
Yeah, they're trained. They're trained for critical incidents. They're trained for like post-traumatic type incidents, when officers are involved in either shooting or any critical incident where it's, you know, or just where they're struggling to deal with life outside the job or life within the job, and or just the stresses that come along with it.
Do they ever talk to the family members?
They do. They do. As a matter of fact, the families are really, really encouraged to be part of it. A lot of them, we actually, I believe last year they did a group where one of our visiting therapists or staff members at Kent that the city contracts with came and hosted all the families of local law enforcement officers and that wanted to participate in it. And it gives them an opportunity to kind of, you know, to learn about the things that, you know, the officers are going through and maybe what they don't hear at home, and also a way for them to express their own issues they may be having with their loved one who's in law enforcement. And not necessarily issues. I don't mean issues as
well,
bad,
yeah,
but
like,
I mean just the
their own times, grief of like
own grief
stress
of, yeah,
of
absolutely.
Like, for example, like when I was, you know, I got an email, like we get our press releases in the email, and one of the videos that was released by the sheriff's office for a shooting where people were shooting had shot at police. You were in that video with your gun drawn, and you and yeah. your fellow, you know, your colleagues that were trying to like mitigate that situation. And I knew that you had been part of that, and I talked to you about it when you came home. But when I saw it in the video, it took my level of reality of that was just difficult for me to see that, because I know it could have gone another number of ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was very glad that it didn't. But it's like those are the things that you keep in your mind. Like, okay, when you leave, when every law enforcement officer's wife, when their husband leaves for the day, or when their wife leaves for the day, and you just don't know what that day is going to look like. And then you see a video where you're like, this is an example of like I didn't know when you left that day that day was going to turn out that way.
Right.
It's scary. And so the people that law enforcement spouses who are there for when their partner does have to does get injured or does mm-hmm. have to injure somebody else for right. the sake of public safety, I can't imagine what they have to go through too. I mean, I can't imagine it, and I'm glad I didn't have to go through it. I'm very, very grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful to God that I didn't have to, but you know, my thoughts are always with the families because I can't even.
Yeah. It puts stress on the entirety of the family, but people don't know. It's not only is it the officer that, you know, is placed in a situation where they have to use deadly force or use force that may require them to take somebody's life. But their family relives it too, because there's mm-hmm. always, there's the public side of it, you know, mm-hmm. You know, there's the fact of, for that short time period, for that three days ish, you know, where there's an active investigation, it certainly impacts everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, obviously the investigations are longer, but for those first 48 to 72 hours for an officer, probably post incident, I think would, at least in my estimation, would have to be a very difficult time. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So equally that's difficult for the family. Again, having been lucky enough to never have experienced that part of it, I've been right on top of plenty of incidents, but I've never been, where I've been placed in that situation where I've had to do that. And so I feel very lucky, you know, it's, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. You never know, why it happens and when it's going to happen and if it's going to happen. And, you know, like I said, I feel very lucky that after even 25 years that I was able to leave the profession without that being
yeah
part of it.
We're very, very lucky and very blessed and grateful and thankful. So what about, like, what's on your bucket list now that you're retired? Like, what have you always wanted to do that you might try doing? I don't know.
I think about that a little bit. I think I'm kind of already doing it. You know, I get to have the luxury of kind of coming and going, and I still get to have a little bit of association with my former career without being in it 100%. So that's part of it. And to make that really my bucket list, top of my bucket list was hopefully making it out of my profession healthy enough to actually retire. And so, you know, that was the big thing. So, I mean,
that's good. I'm glad we got number one on the bucket list.
Number one on the list was trying to make it out like that. You know, and mostly I say that because of the fact that I have, you know, had back surgery 7 years ago. And I think that every year I was out there was just a little bit more of a chance of getting hurt again, and really didn't want to have to go through that. And certainly I want to be able to walk when I'm 60 or 70, which is not too far away.
Stop it. You are so funny.
Certainly I don't want to. So, I mean, I think that was the biggest part. So being able to, when I say that, I mean, hopefully leave healthy and you're taking your vitamins now.
Listening to your wife. You take your vitamins every day. You know how long it took me, you guys, to get him to be consistent with his vitamins and his daily supplements?
More than I should, but I know.
But you know what he has to do? He has to take gummies on a lot of them because first he only did, and I even said it, one pill at a time. That's how he does. It was even, I think I mentioned that even in my vows.
You did.
Only one pill at a time, you guys. But he has gone better. I think you're what, up to two now? Two at a time?
I can eat two at a time.
But I've learned that if I really want him to be consistent and take his supplements, that I need to get him gummies, which I don't appreciate you wanting to have gummies, because I can't, like, you can't put gummies in your daily, like, no, I organize all of our supplements each week.
I can take the container with me.
Then you have to remember to open each container and take them all. And, like, it's just better if you have it already in an organized pill thing. But now I'm way off topic. What else is on your bucket list?
I don't know. What are some hobbies
you've always wanted to try?
I don't know yet.
So you go walking with Barbie. That's something that you enjoy doing.
I'm trying to, you know, when we have them, you know, spend some more time with the kids. And
we've had awesome times with the kids since you retired. It's just so nice. Like, it's just nice to do things as a family and nice to be able to just spend time that isn't so rushed.
Yeah. You know? I think that's the better part. Like, I mean, I know I, you know, have some commitments coming up in the next few weeks, but I still have the luxury of not being able to work around that kind of stuff and not have the demand of being somewhere. I think that's part of the reason, doing the work that I'm doing now is nice, because I still have a little bit of that freedom. You know, I have the ability to, like, when you have stuff come up, then we can travel for your stuff. And then,
yeah, like we have the Emmy Gala coming up.
Emmy Gala coming up, and yeah, that'll be nice. Me.
And my birthday is coming up. And
birthday this weekend. Yeah.
Everybody's birthdays are this month. It's crazy. And then it's Mother's Day, and then, you know, mm-hmm. it's Memorial Day. But I am just, I get really anxious just before my birthday because Trinity's birthday is tomorrow. Right. And it's just difficult because Trinity's my best friend. She passed away from brain cancer. And we used to celebrate our birthdays together every year.
Right.
So it's just a hard, it's a weird, weird time.
Yeah. I mean, that would definitely be a weird time.
And I remember you even delayed like proposing to me because of that.
I did. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I waited because I waited another full week and then some after her.
Yeah.
After her birthday.
Yeah. Cause that was a really rough, yeah.
Cause I think my original
March and
right.
We had been going to see her in February before she passed away. And then she passed away on March 4th. And then I grieved and then, you know, was finally starting to heal. And then her birthday came up and it just was like, remember we went to the Eureka Boardwalk.
I remember.
And I like blew bubbles for her and kind of like said my messages to her. And it was just a weird, like, it was just such a heavy, heavy time. The first birthday.
Yeah, definitely.
After she passed, but. Now I try to just think of it in a positive light and like all the great memories we had and everything we did together and how wild and crazy we were. But it's just crazy. Grief is such a weird thing, you know, like mm-hmm. some days are like, I'm just like, I'm okay. And I have like these great memories. And then other days it's just like, what the heck? Like, what is this life? And like, how do such great people get taken from us? And like, it's just a weird, it's weird. I don't know. I don't even know really how to process that, but it does remind me of like, okay, well, we got to make the most out of what we have in the time that right. we have it here. So now that you're retired and you have the second half of your life awaiting you, what are some of the things that you want to make the most of?
I don't know, just obviously time with you and time with the family and just kind of figure out, you know, what next. You know, I know that I don't plan on my current, you know, part-time work at the department being super long-term. I think that,
You're also teaching at the Academy.
Yeah, teaching the Academy too. I'm doing that. And that's good. So, I mean, I like the fact that I'm still involved in it, but I feel like, you know, the more outside of active duty you get, the more it's kind of time to kind of step aside and, you know, because the job changes and technology changes and there's a lot of technique, a lot of things that, about it that stay the same, but there's a lot of changes. And so I feel like I'm going to do my best to, while I'm doing it, to impart what I can and support people that are trying to, that are, you know, starting into the profession, but then kind of decide when it's my time to be done with it.
What would you like? Have you thought about what you would try next if you tried something different other than law enforcement?
I don't know yet. I don't know if I'll, you know, if I'll try and stay in something, you know, public service oriented, or am I go back into something like private sector like? Like, I don't know.
I think from my perspective, because I'm your wife and I probably know you really well, I think that you need to. Your soul wouldn't be fed unless you're doing something of service, whether it be in law enforcement or a nonprofit or, right. you know, public, whatever. Like, as long as you're giving yourself, like giving of yourself, I think that you'll feel satisfied in that.
Yeah.
Whether, even if you're volunteering, you know, mm-hmm. even if you're giving back in some way would I think make you happy.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely have to do something. I know that I've certainly would need to have something in that spot. I mean, it's tough to kind of do that for my whole life and not be doing something similar to it.
Here comes your dog. Your dog is coming to you. Because I just moved and she was sleeping on me and I moved and she got upset and she ran to you because that's what she does.
She does. She's so quiet. She never says anything.
You never say anything, Barbie. So Barbie Wilson is our dog, if you don't know. Barbie Wilson, the dog we call her. A.K.A. Barbie Von Shrimpfoot, A.K.A. Shrimpfoot, A.K.A. Sweet Sweet, A.K.A. Best Dog Ever, Barbie Von Shrimpfoot the Dog, Barbie Wilson Fan Club. What other nicknames do we have for you, Barb?
That's Barb. That's Barb.
She's so cute. She's such a cute dog. Friday? What day are we on? Saturday?
Saturday.
Yesterday, when we were doing good things, they're like, Nazi, what's your good thing? And I pause. Usually I'm the first one to have a good thing. And I couldn't think of a good thing initially. And then they were like, Barbie. Barbie. They're like, when you're 90 years old, you're going to be on your deathbed. Barbie's the best.
She's still the best
Barbie's
dog.
Number one. That's right. She is. She's so cute.
Dog. She's a great dog.
She really is such a joy. Look at her little lip. She has she's had her teeth, some of her teeth pulled, and she has this little snaggle tooth that keeps her lip all, it looks like she's snarling, but she's not. It's just
not really
stuck.
Snarling, just gets stuck up there. Every once in a while, I get stuck.
You have a snarly tooth. Did you ever watch, I love Forensic Files.
I'm aware.
Do you remember Snaggletooth Killer? That was Forensic Files. The
Snaggletooth Killer. Why did they call him the Snaggletooth Killer?
Because somebody attacked somebody and bit them, and they had a snaggletooth.
And that's how they knew.
And
because
so
they matched up
they
the snaggletooth.
Yeah, but no, that's how. So this guy got arrested for biting somebody, or killing them, and they found him from his bite. But then they were able to rule him out because he had a snaggletooth. There was no snaggletooth on the bite mark.
Oh gosh!
So he went on and he said, they compensated him $1 million for because they put him in, which is nothing. They put him away in prison, and then he got exonerated because of his snaggletooth.
Because he has a snaggletooth.
He's all, I'm not getting braces now. I have a snaggletooth. It was my favorite episode, the Snaggletooth Killer.
That was funny. I forgot about that. I think
I think it's Forensics. It's one of my crime shows.
It had to be in Forensics.
It had to be. I've definitely seen all of the Forensics 100 times each.
Yes.
And it always starts with, what's the first one's name? Helena. What is it? Helena?
Helena, yeah. There's one. There's one that I feel like it loops around four
the
times.
First one.
Like we always
saw. Because I'll start
it.
The season over and it just plays from the first one.
Oh my gosh. too much.
Oh my God. What are we doing? What are we doing, Barbie? You want to talk to our friends at home? You want to say anything?
She doesn't say much.
You don't say anything, Shrimpy. Oh, she's such a cute little dog.
But I don't know. I don't know what's next yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. But in the meantime, just trying to do what I currently do. And then.
What about hobbies? Do you want to paint? Do you want to go kung fu? Do you want to try Zumba? Do you want to start yoga with me?
I don't know. I probably do yoga. I did a little bit of yoga at the department.
Yoga's
when we had a yoga
so
instructor. That was good.
It's so good for your body. It's so good for your bones and your muscles and your center and your chi and your strength and your core and your mental state. It's literally, I love yoga.
I'll try that. I'm not sure yet.
You want to come with me tomorrow to yoga? You always
really
say you want
to
try,
tomorrow?
But then you don't want to come with me. Yeah.
Are you going to yoga
Let's
tomorrow?
Go to the Y and stretch it out. I'm always asking you to give me massages, and I think this would be a great opportunity for you to see how it's so good for your body. No, he's giving me the look.
We'll see.
He doesn't want to say on record that he's not going to go with me. Oh, yeah, I love yoga. I want to try it. You want to go with me tomorrow?
I wouldn't, but.
Yeah. Well, thank you for making me a nice dinner today, too,
You're
by
welcome.
The way. He comes around the corner. I'm working on breaking news for hours. He comes around the corner and he's like, honey, look what I made for you. He makes me this gourmet meal with vodka sauce, pasta sauce, and tortellini and skinny salad and all kinds of stuff. And then I go into the room and this guy, I have so many clothes, you guys. I have so many clothes. Oh my God, I have so many clothes. He cleaned the whole house. He did all my laundry. He vacuumed all the house. He put all my clothes away, which is the hardest part once you do laundry. But such a good house husband. Do you get gratification out of doing these things?
I do, because it makes you happy. It makes you not have to worry about it. So that's why I do it.
You do a really nice
Plus,
job.
It helps me keep busy. I like to keep busy, and I have the time to do it. So I feel that if I'm, there's dishes in the sink and stuff to be
he
done.
He does all the dishes.
It,
he does literally everything.
Then I'm not really holding up my end of it. I mean, I'm retired, but I'm not retired.
So what other advice do you give other house husbands?
I don't know. I'd say embrace it. I like it. That's probably the
Yeah.
It's the best job I've had since being a sergeant.
Really? That's awesome.
No, I think it's you know, having the luxury of getting to spend a lot of time with you. I think that's most
important. You really like being around me that much? I can do. Be obnoxious, I think, sometimes. Like, I'm like, babe, honey, Wilson.
Everybody hears. They know. We're together. Everybody knows. No. But I think there's, you know, it's like I feel pretty lucky. Like, lucky that you get to, I mean, that I get to be young enough to still do something different, but be technically, you know, retired, but not fully retired. I mean, people always give me a kind of, some people that don't understand law enforcement and the retirement system are always seem a little weird. And seem like, I'm retired, but I'm not retired, like done working. Like, yeah. I'm not hanging it up. I'm just retired from law enforcement because that's just, I was, you know, that's, you know, it's the benefit that I had. It was why, you know, I spent 25 years doing it. I got the option of retiring at this age. And so I think that's, you know, lucky to have a job that, you know, that allowed me to do what I wanted to do and live, you know, and live a decent life and
live a comfortable provide life. And I'm looking at our fireplace, over our fireplace mantle, all of your badges, all of your sergeant stripes, all of your, that's what's called stripes, right? Mm-hmm. Stripes, all of your ID cards, your police ID cards, and your badges and your, what are those military things called?
Challenge coins?
No, not the challenge. Well, all the challenge coins and then those stripes, the stripe thingies. The things with this little stripes. Those things at the top.
Those are service ribbons.
Service ribbons. It makes me so proud to see that. You are incredible in the service that you have. And I can't believe they counted down the years and weeks and days and hours, pretty, minutes and seconds.
That was our wonderful Katie. Chief Secretary, Katie Hill.
She's like, awesome. Like, how sweet of her to do that. Actually,
administrative analyst. She's like top of the line. Like, so to say, call her secretary is not even accurate. She's
like, she's amazing. And she broke it down to 23 years, 1,209 weeks, 8,463 days, 203,112 hours, 12,186,720 minutes, and like a lot of seconds. That's a long number, 731 million plus seconds, right?
That's what it is, yeah.
And retired December 28th, 2022, Sergeant Edward Wilson. And then it has your badges on it. Yeah. Super cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a question on here. If anybody has a comment or reaction or a question, they can send it in through Spotify. And then we can include that in our next podcast. And what I always add at the end of every podcast where I have a guest, which is you.
I'm your built-in guest.
You're my built-in guest. I mean, we should just call it, like, we used to call it Saturday Sip.
Yeah.
We started with Shelter in Place with Nazi and Ed during the pandemic. Yeah. And Shelter in Place, for short, it's Sip. Then we started Saturday Sip after the pandemic ended. And then now it's just the podcast. Newlywed with Nas and Ed, but we're not so much newlyweds anymore. So we have to come up with another title for us. But basically, it's Saturday Sip, and you're my routine guest. So you get to tell me at the end of every podcast something good, because this podcast is called Choose Happy. So what is something that made you happy today?
Being home with you, because I was gone for the last 3 days. So
do you look forward to coming home and seeing
me? I do. I look forward to being back here all the time.
I mean, love when you come home.
It's, you know, nice to get over and get my work done and stuff like that, but it's very nice being home here in my own house. And you don't realize how much you appreciate that until you spend a few days away.
No. I do miss Eureka, though. Shout out to my Eureka people.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Eureka's moving on. And so, yeah, it's certainly the coast misses you too. So,
I love my coastal friends. I love my North State friends. I love both of my communities. Thank you so much for listening. We are going to sign off because we limit these to 30-minute podcasts. So, do you want to help me sign off?
What do you want to do?
What do I always say at the end of every newscast on TV? I say, I hope you get out there and make it a great day because you have a choice and choose happy. Bye.
Bye.